This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning, Happy New Year, and welcome to the first show of 2026. And no, we didn't go anywhere. Dr. Molly and I did not retire.
No.
We didn't go to Florida. We didn't do anything. We just relaxed for a couple of weeks. But we're back, and we're here to help you start the new year off right with good health. And that's our mission statement here on Health Watch. Every Sunday, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's good to be back, isn't it?
Hey, John, it's great to be back. And you and I both know that half of our clinic is doing dry January, and the other half said, we're going to improve our health in every way, Dr. Molly. So, yeah, I know these New Year resolutions, but honestly, the best thing we can do is maintain our health, John.
That's exactly right.
No matter what you do that.
That's exactly right. Health Watch, again, is here every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Health Watch features Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We discuss here on the program the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical, how it could potentially help you and your family or anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And as I said, that is our mission statement here on the program. Calls into the studio, well, we're here live and we're ready for you. 855-839-1210. That's our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. At any time during the course of the show, if you have a question for Dr. Molly or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, feel free to call in, 855-839-1210. Again, as we say good morning to Dr. Molly and welcome to the new year. And well, I guess you made a resolution, right?
Oh, sure. I made a resolution that we're going to improve every single one of our patients' health in one way or another, and that I want to improve and work. I'm working on some improvements to protocol because, you know, it's a living thing, John, the protocol.
Yes.
Because I start to do the research. I go out and talk to other scientists and, of course, physicians who will speak to me, if they'll speak to me, but they certainly will speak to Dr. Pat or Dr. Linda. But bottom line is I go out to look and see what else is going on, what are the new things in the facilities, and what's happening out there in terms of integrative-type medical. And that's really where my interest lies. So as a scientist, I'm always looking at the new research that's out there. So that's what I resolved to do more of this year.
Okay, so we're going to start the new year like we started every show last year and the year before and the year before. What do you do? What is different? What is unique about Innovative Medical?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. We are a group of like-minded medical providers who absolutely believe in utilizing each of our talents and utilizing natural product to the best of our ability, along with, if necessary, anything else in terms of pharmaceuticals that a patient needs in a manner that is appropriate for the patient to really help the patient improve their quality of life, not put them at risk medically, and also improve the symptomatology of their challenge. That being said, we use hydration as the vehicle by which to deliver these things, whether it's pharmaceutical, whether it's natural. And when I say natural, I'm talking about things that you usually can get in the health food store, like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, peptides. These types of things that are naturally sourced but used appropriately can definitely improve patient outcome, in particular their quality of life, no matter how bad the medical condition is.
You know, I have to tell you a story.
Uh-oh.
Over the holidays, I visited the grandkids.
Sure.
And two girls, and they're 10 and 4. And they were sick. Their mother was sick.
Oy.
Their father was sick. Oh. I mean, he was really sick. I never saw him sicker.
There was a flu, terrible flu going around.
And I went in there. Other people said, weren't you afraid of getting you know, you're going to get sick? And I didn't get sick.
Thank God.
You know, and it's a tribute to what you do.
Well, because, I think it's a tribute to the man upstairs.
Right.
But yeah, I agree.
But that's just to tell you that story. I mean, I wasn't afraid at all.
Well, we can't be dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you need a clean suit, we got to put you in one, John. Right. But the bottom line is, look, we made it through COVID.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We made it through COVID. We know that there's a ton of flu out there right now. You've got to do the fundamental things, you know, wash your hands, all of those things. But bottom line is, if you improve your immune system, you are going to make it through these things. And you'll get to the other side.
That's right.
And that, I think, is what you're getting to, which is exactly what we do. That's one aspect of the hydration therapy that I believe we have down pat. We know how to utilize the synergy of the products to really get a good outcome for just about everybody, even people who can't take as much fluid as other people. There's an interesting thing. This, over the holidays, I have an interesting story to tell you. Somebody called me on the phone. They wanted to come over for a quick consult. They had heard us, and they said, are you in the office? I said, yeah, normally I don't do a consult like this. Anyway, the daughter of this gentleman came in to see me, not the patient himself. And she said, my father can't take fluids. What else could I do to help him? I said, what do you mean your father can't take fluid? She said, he has congestive heart failure. I said, yes, he may need a reduced amount of fluids, but that doesn't mean he can't take fluids. If done properly with a reduced amount of fluid, we can still deliver the necessary nutrition to help him. By the way, they started, okay? And indeed, he's doing better already.
And that's just one other story.
Right.
And you've got a thousand of them.
And what I'm saying is, don't mistake medical hydration for going into a spa-like setting. It's not the same thing, John. When we're doing utilizing medical hydration, I want you to interpret that the way you would if you went into an urgent care or into the ER when they put the IV in you. They're utilizing the mechanism as the carrier solution for what can help you get through your condition.
Now, if a patient signs up with you,
yes,
what can they expect in terms of treatment? In other words, do they come in once a week, twice a week?
Right. That's going to depend on the condition, the series, where they are in their continuum, and how many. You're going to ask again, at what point can they start to feel better? Generally, they can feel better in as little as 5 treatments. But depending on how severe your condition is, it may take more than 5 weeks to do it. So if the patient comes in once a week, maybe 5 weeks, they'll start to feel better. If the patient comes in twice a week, I've seen people turn around on the second visit. So again, it's really going to depend on the patient. But I can tell you, one and done, this is not the place for you.
No, that's for sure.
We're not, because we also remember, we're going to dig into your chart. We're going to look at things that can help you. We're going to find out some underlying things. You know how many people come into me and say, I have this condition. And then you find out, yeah, they have that condition, but they have a whole series of subset syndromes that also need to be addressed in order to go after the primary syndrome. So we're not going to do this and spend the time for that for one and done. It's just not going to be the way it is. And I know it's hard for people to understand. And they say, well, we can go down the street. Well, what can I say? I wish you all the best. But I know that the way to do this properly is to have a series of these particular IV treatments with the hydration and with the appropriate nutraceuticals and possibly pharmaceuticals that will help your condition, and it takes more than one.
So what's the bottom line? Maybe 10 treatments, usually, 20 treatments,
usually,
30 treatments?
Right.
What is
it? You know, John, what we usually do is we bundle them in 10 treatments, because by that time, usually we get some good outcome. We know where we're going with the patient. And again, if you are a cancer patient, you might be with us for 30 treatments. If you are a patient who has chronic conditions, you might be with us for 20 treatments to 30 treatments. And then go down to a maintenance. Now, I don't put a gun to anybody's head about the maintenance. I say, you're feeling pretty good. You know your body. If I were in your spot, and I have been in your spot, I then set my maintenance schedule to be somewhere between 3 weeks and maybe 5 weeks to come back and get a drip. At that time, we can go down to doing these individually. But prior to that, you need to have a protocol that will help effectuate the change and get you where you got to go.
Do you test along the way?
Oh, you bet I do. You bet I do, because I need information along the way.
And how do you test?
We test with blood work, for example. That's the way we do it. We also have something where we're able to look at the autonomics, and that's done with electrodes. So there are many things we do, and I'm a big believer in utilizing the information at hand. And by the way, John, generally the insurance covers our blood work that we send out. Now, sometimes I got to use specialized testing that isn't necessarily covered. But most times, the blood work, I try to have patients cover it so that they then can spend the money in treatment.
What are you looking for when you test?
I'm looking for lipids. I'm looking for cancer markers, proteins, certain proteins. I'm looking for ratios of certain analytes to each other. So again, it depends. And again, you know, we get together once a week and talk about all this, my staff and I. So this is a process. So it's not that I'm looking for one thing for every patient. Can't be done that way. I have to individualize the testing as well as the treatment protocol. That's what's got to be done. For example, if you come in for an environmental, I have a whole environmental panel of blood work that we do. If you come in for cancer, we have a whole cancer protocol. If you come in for autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid or any of those, I have a different panel. So again, and by the way, we develop the panels. Yeah, the testing is out there. The major companies have panels for this, but you'll find in our panel, we may have some things that you wouldn't necessarily find in a traditional panel.
Now, after you have the initial 20 treatments, 30 treatments, whatever right. It is, do you go on a maintenance at this point?
Yes, that's your maintenance schedule. And my philosophy is people know their body. If you start to feel that you're just not quite where you want to stay, you come on back in. Generally, my patients make their appointments for their maintenance somewhere between 3 to 4 weeks post their treatment schedule.
So then you go to once a week or once every other week, or once a month.
Whatever.
Right. And you can do that.
You can do that infinitely.
Forever. Yeah, okay.
And that's what we want. We want to continue to be involved in your care.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is Health Watch, and it's our first show of 2026. Boy, that seems...
having a hard time with that.
Yeah. What happened to 25? That's what I want to know.
It's gone.
We're coming up on a break, and if you have a question or a thought for Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Our show is Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday from 8 till 9 right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Again, 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. If you have made a New Year's resolution and you want to stick by it to get healthy, well, then you've come to the right place. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. And the number, 856-489-0505. When you call, this is simple. You just have to book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you will learn so much about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. Again, that number, 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. You'll find a lot of good information on that as well. Check it out. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Our number in the studio right now, if you want to call Dr. Molly with a medical challenge or you just have a simple question, 855 855- 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. Just a note on testing. Yeah. I was asking you about that. And really, the advances in the testing is unbelievable.
It really is, John. And that's why I said, you know, I'm always looking at this. And, you know, I look at the laboratories as partners in this, because that's why I use the two major laboratories in the United States. But one of the things I want to say is there's been so much data being driven today looking for specific proteins. I mentioned it a little bit in our last segment. But in terms of the neurodegenerative diseases, for example, a lot of the trial drugs that are being tested right now are working on utilizing something that may indeed actually help hold down that protein that they're finding linked to both Parkinson's, MS, also linking some of the proteins to people who have dementia. And I have seen a surge in patients who've come to see us who didn't even know this test existed, okay? And their primary can write for this test. And it's an important test. I believe people should have before they go to the specialist,
yes.
You know? Because guess what? You could be looking at a whole different series of challenges and think that the patient has Parkinson's and maybe it doesn't show up as Parkinson's syndrome, but something completely different. Or more importantly, the other way around, most of the times they immediately tell anybody who's 70, it's a touch of dementia, right? You know, and maybe you don't have dementia at all.
Right.
Maybe, you know, maybe your forgetfulness is because you just have had enough, right? You know what I mean? It makes me laugh sometimes because I sign these people and, you know, oh, well, we did the CT and there's no white matter. That's great. Thank God. Well, do they still have dementia? Let's test for particular proteins and see if those proteins are there circulating in the blood.
We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to our number one fan, Frank in Northeast Philly. Frank, good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome
to
Health Watch.
Hi, Frank. How are you, honey?
Thanks, John. Thanks, Dr. Molly. Happy New Year to you,
Thank
too.
You.
Everyone, not just used to. Mayor Joe. John, I should know them all, but I forget. The lovely Linda, Joanne, Fran, Dr. Pat.
Oh, wow.
And the rest, I forget all your names, I'm sorry.
You're doing my job for me, Frank.
Not even close. John the Barber, Pam, John the Compound and Pharmacist, Joe or John from Boston, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
And everyone. But Dr. Molly, I never thought about this before. This morning earlier, I was changing stations. This preacher I was listening to about hope, but don't give up hope.
Right.
That's great, but towards the end, on my so-called drinking career,
yes,
I lost sure. hope. I thought
yeah.
I'm never going to get sober.
Yeah.
Life
yeah.
stinks, this and this.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped going to mass. Then I couldn't go. I was like, going to walk no more and stuff, whatever.
Sure, sure.
But the one thing I didn't skip on, I never thought about it before, I never missed an episode of you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Even though I was drinking, I still turned on Dr. Molly on Sundays or Saturday afternoons. What? I never missed. I mean, granted, there was time something happened. But
sure.
I gave
sure.
up with everything, but I never missed you because I think you're important. You motivated me all the time. Listen to you, your success stories, and people to call in. And you're inspirational. For people out there listening, if you're down in the dumps, listen to Dr. Molly every Sunday because she gives you hope based on true, actual stories.
You
and
know
people
what?
To call in.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I attribute that to the man upstairs, and you know that, Frank. Frank, listen, one thing I know for sure, hope does spring eternal. If we do not give a patient hope, we might as well just close up. I'm a big believer in the, I would say, integrative issue, meaning that we do the best of all worlds. And that includes psychological, that includes spiritual, that includes conventional medicine, Western medicine, whatever you want to call it, and also the alternative medicine. You must care and comfort. And I will tell you that my staff knows this. And, you know, we have what I would consider a Christian bent in our facility. We believe in God, and I know that he's the great physician, and he's the great healer. So thank you for the call, Frank.
And Dr. Molly, the last time I was at your place, you're also playing on the radio, Kayla Radio.
Yeah, you're giving good. And listen, Kaylove could use the donations if we. Yeah, yes, I did. Yes.
Frank, thank you for the call, and have a happy New Year.
Thank you. May God bless you, Frank.
855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Dr. Molly is going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, vitamin C.
John, vitamin C. That's probably been the most studied vitamin out there. From the 50s, we were studying vitamin C, and we were studying it in relationship to the citrus and scurvy and all the natural stuff out there. But you see, vitamin C plays a very important role because it has duality, and I'll explain that a little later. But vitamin C, in terms of hydration, what it does is it actually increases the nitric oxide. And the reason why I want to say something about that is because now lately, all of these great spas have been talking about NAD. And we've known about NAD, by the way, for the last 10 years, everybody in our facility, and nitric oxide and improving your nitric oxide. And people then poo-poo vitamin C as something that improves their nitric oxide. And if given properly, along with things like NAD, along with some other vitamins that work synergistically, we will see that it actually pushes fresh blood into the tired tissues. So listen, folks, when you want to improve your nitrous oxide, you need a good push of vitamin C, as well as going out and spending all this money on all these new supplements that will help you improve your nitric oxide. And I'm not saying don't take them. There's some great plant brands out there. Take them. But I'm saying vitamin C has been the tried and true test of improving nitrous oxide. It also helps increase because of the blood flow, it increases stored fat. So all of you folks on a diet right now, and you want to know, vitamin C helps the cells use the fatty acids more effectively and supports L-carnitine production. Carnitine is an energy molecule, natural, something we use in many of our protocols, L-carnitine. So again, it shuttles the fat out of the tissue into the mitochondria. And then, of course, the mitochondria will help excrete it, assuming everything is working well. So vitamin C as a prooxidant has been around for many years, fighting the free radicals. Everybody that listens to this show knows about them. Uncoupled molecules need to be coupled. They like to be in pairs, just the way Noah's Ark was. So, yes, vitamin C definitely works as an antioxidant, triggering the production of reactive oxygen species through, dampering that down. However, I'm looking at vitamin C differently. It's dual action as a prooxidant. That has been really studied more recently as a prooxidant. You have to use specific doses of physiological vitamin C. So it hasn't been studied as much. We all go back, people come into me and they say, remember Linus Pauling? And, I remember all those studies and how he did it. He was looking at vitamin C utilizing hydration, but his study was sort of discounted thereafter because people weren't using a physiological dose, weren't really following the parameters of his study. And so as a result, for years and years and years, vitamin C got a bad rap. But now in this 21st century, we're looking at it more and more, and we know that vitamin C has a place in cancer supportive care. And one of the reasons why I'm mentioning this is one of the things that happens here in our clinic is people go back to their oncologist, come in for the free consult, they go back to their oncologist, and their oncologist says, oh no, you can't use vitamin C. It's an antioxidant, and it will interfere with the chemotherapeutics that are actually making the free radicals that kill the cancer cells as well as kills the rest of your cells too. What I say to them is, if used properly, vitamin C can reduce the metal ions, right, that catalyze the Fenton reaction, which is very, very convoluted in thought. I don't want people to get hung up on this, okay? But the pro-oxidant effect, okay, can actually help reduce the side effects of the chemotherapy, as well as actually target some cancer cells. And this has been proven in the laboratory. Now, I think we're going to see more and more facilities look at this in the body as well.
We are coming up on the halfway point of the show. Time flies when you're having fun, right? See what we missed? 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or you have a medical challenge you want to run by her, well, this is the time to call, 855-839-1210. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words.
This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates.
As always, when we're on the radio, and even when we're not, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. The number, 856-489-0505. I'll read that slower. 856-489-0505. When you call, it's a very simple process. You want to book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. Doesn't cost you anything. And I'll tell you what, you're really going to find out a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. That's really the key to this whole situation, is getting the information that you need in order to make a decision whether or not to move forward. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. A lot of good information on that. You want to check that out as well. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. We're talking about vitamin C.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you,
sure,
because you've talked about this a lot, but I wanted to know, like, for example, I take 1,000 milligrams. Every day.
That's
You always say to me, that's
all right.
But I come in once a week.
Right.
So
that's where it's good. Now we're looking at therapeutic levels.
Right.
So the point is, when you get these multivites and things and these vitamin C tablets and all this crap, all this stuff that's out there, you really got to watch how much you're taking. Now, you know, and of course, I also hear there are some reasons not to take too much vitamin C. I have patients who come in who have iron problems, and we don't necessarily want to take too much. There are overabundance of this. They may have hemochromatosis or thereafter. So you have to watch the vitamin C levels that you're giving them, because it, again, the key points of vitamin C is the dual nature of the vitamin C. In other words, the antioxidant nature, which most people think about helping the immune system, but it also can act as a pro-oxidant, which means it has a reaction to transitional metal ions. So you've got to look at everything. This is why it's not so simple, John, to just open up a facility that's going to do vitamin C IV. Now, I'm not saying it isn't done that way. One day they're there, next day they're open, right? Okay, great. Okay, they take a two-day course in whatever. But to understand the science behind all this takes time. It takes time. And you have to study this. So the duality of the vitamin C makes it a perfect molecule for someone like me, because I look at it and look at how I use it, what dosing we're using it, what extract we're using it, what synergistic other molecules I'm using with it, depending on what it is that I want to accomplish for the patient.
So it's not so simple as just
just come on in and get your vitamin C drip. Don't forget, we throw that in with your drunk drip on purpose. So it's all good, right? And we'll give you a shot of Zofran in the process and you'll feel great. Well, all of that's great. And I have no problem with people doing that. I think it's wonderful that at least we're looking at hydration as a vehicle for success for people's quality of life. However, because 20 years ago, 29 years ago, you and I couldn't find it.
That's
and
right.
We took a lot of heat even talking
That's
about
right.
it. Okay?
We did.
So the bottom line is we know we have to take some key points away from this vitamin C topic. Number one, as an oxidating agent, as a prooxidant, okay, it reduces free transition of medical ions like iron and copper, which is one of the reasons I run things like the metal panel for patients, right? Particularly the cancer patients. Now, it reduces medical ions when it catalyzes in that reaction I spoke about, producing highly damaging hydroxy radicals, which actually means it's producing something similar to hydrogen peroxide, which, by the way, has a role in the cancer supportive therapies. Okay, high dose dependency, okay, is usually observed in these doses used theoretically for the cancer patients. When I say theoretically, that's what they're doing. They're theorizing in the facilities, can it work for cancer, right? But in places that actually do cancer supportive therapy like us, we know it works because we see the outcome for our patients. They live longer doing chemotherapy and what we do. That's a fact. They're living longer.
Let me ask
and
you.
And quality of life is better.
Let me ask you this. What other, you talk about synergy of vitamin C and other qualities. What other things do you use with that?
We might use glutathione. We might use vitamin E. We might use some things to improve absorption. So, again, it's going to depend on what I'm trying to do. But we have a whole range of things we can use. And that's really the difference. And we use a lot of anti-inflammatories as well. Natural anti-inflammatories extracts, like grapeseed extract, like curcumin extract. We're using these with our high-dose vitamin C to help cancer patients through their treatment without actually disrupting the chemotherapeutics.
And that's why you have a
and
lot of cancer patients.
And believe me, my docs are on this with me. So you got to understand that this all came out of the lab. The first thing here came out of the lab. And we have to thank doctors like Dr. Pat and Dr. Linda and everybody on my staff, the nurses too, who will allow us to deliver these things to patients and deliver them in the appropriate dosing so that we never do any harm. But all we're trying to do is keep them comfortable and keep them going through these pretty rough transitional periods of chemotherapeutics or radiation.
What role does vitamin C play in terms of cancer care?
Well, here it is. It can, as the prooxidant, that's the beauty of it, as the prooxidant, it can enhance your immune system. So we all know that. It makes you feel better no matter what. But as the, As the antioxidant, it makes you feel better, okay? It's the prooxidant role that I'm talking about that is celebrated as a role in helping cancer patients get through the chemotherapy without damaging the chemotherapy and also gets to the other side. And now there's a crucial studies going on in a lot of the facilities looking at this because the concentration of vitamin C is really what they're looking at in terms of utilizing it to kill cancer cells, all right? That's what they're looking at. And it's been observed, honestly, mainly in the laboratory, okay, that the there are cancer cells that can be killed in the petri dish with the right dosing of vitamin C, which is how integrative medical clinics initially used vitamin C for cancer support. You see?
Yes.
It was done as an experiment originally. And so there it is. It has to do with concentrations and what my opinion is. Concentrations as related to extract. So we know that it seems that certain extracts of vitamin C tend to do a better job. Now, we can't actually say vitamin C is vitamin C is vitamin C. It's water soluble, okay? But does the extract make a difference? I believe so, because I believe that God knew this in his creation of the Garden of Eden. Now, you can all tell me I'm a lunatic, and that's okay. But I believe it with all my heart that the extracts make a difference in terms of utilization for particular patients. So there it is.
I would ask you what extract you use, but then Coca-Cola doesn't tell you what their recipe is, right?
Well, you know,
right?
You've heard me say tapioca before.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, tapioca is just one of several.
And how many are there? I mean,
well, you could probably go on forever. You could extract vitamin C from fruit. Too much sugar, as far as I'm concerned. But because our cancer patients need to be off of the sugar,
right.
So you want to use a molecule that has less sugar in it.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning, which means you still have time to call in with a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Again, the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I will return with more of today's Health Watch after these words. Oh, we're back. We're back here on Health Watch. And again, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. So, if you don't call right now, you can call after 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. Innovativemedicalassociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, well, we're on this afternoon, our Health Watch replay, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We call it our sleeper special. I told somebody the other day in the clinic, well, you can sleep in and then tune us in at 4 o'clock. Oh, that's good. I'm awake then. So we do that for those of you who like to sleep in. 855-839-1210 is our number right now here in the studio. We still have time for a couple of calls if you are so inclined to run a medical challenge by Dr. Molly, or you have a question, 855-839-1210. This is the portion of the show where we talk about patients, and you got a couple of young ones. This is really kind of unusual, but...
Well, I hope not. I hope we get a nice younger population who really care about their health. Yeah.
Yes, but this is a... Anna is a POTS patient.
Yeah, and my favorite patient, right? Here we go again. POTS. You know, this is an interesting case because this is a young woman. I think she's 22 years old, right? Very, very bright, very intelligent, has been struggling with this for a while. Mom has told me that they've went to countless physicians. And, you know, the POTS is a definite diagnosis based on the cardiology, which is needed to be. If you heard me speak about POTS in the past,
yes.
I say I send him to a consulting cardiologist who I know and like. But in this case, she came to me already seeing the cardiologist. But what struck me is in talking to her, we know that POTS gets improved because it's a dysregulation in the area of holding your hydration. It's a cortisol issue. It's a hormonal issue. But in looking at her, I picked up what I thought was classic symptoms of something called polycystic ovary condition. And the polycystic ovary condition, usually the woman is a little overweight, has hair on the face, some certain symptom. Oh, please excuse me. Certain symptomatology. And in looking at the patient, I saw this, and of course, I roll it by my medical, one of my medical directors, who actually happens to be a GYN doc, and she said, yeah, you know, I think you're right. So, of course, I did the appropriate blood work, and, you know, it comes in that her POTS syndrome is real, but she also has this polycystic ovary syndrome, and nobody's addressing it. Well, the poor kid can't lose weight because all the hormonal issues are screwed up. So her entire system, you know, we're worrying about the POTS, which is very important because without the proper hydration, she'll just continue to have this fluctuation in blood pressure and fall to the ground. So, of course, we have to do that. But if we don't look at the polycystic ovary situation as well and help her straighten out the hormonal issues there and also get her into a situation where she can lose the weight and everything, what's the point? You know, really, it's like the old story about what came first, the chicken or the egg. I'm not sure here, but I know that we have to address both since we know both exist within this patient. And that's something we're doing, John.
And what's the prognosis? I mean, how long is this going to take?
This is going to be a little bit of time. And I was clear with her parents that it's going to be. But when you think about all the time she's spent already, it upsets me. And as I put it to her, I don't want to go steady with you, but we're going to have to, you know, go for a while because it's going to take that long to synchronize all of these syndromes. In other words, we have to worry about every system here, right? We have to look at the hormones. We have to look at the cardiac issues. We have to look at the blood pressure issues. So this takes a little time.
And how long has she had this? You know?
I think for a long, long time. A long time. And I think it went undiagnosed as well. They just concentrated on the POTS, which is understandable because of her fainting and that kind of thing. But all of that, it can get under control, John, and she can live a pretty darn good life. And she's a lovely person and beautiful girl.
Another patient, and I met this young man.
Oh, you did, that's
yes,
right.
And I'll tell you what, this was really interesting. Yeah. Alexander is his name.
Yeah, he's
and,
a great kid.
You know, this thing with mold.
Yes.
This is really a serious.
Environmental medicine, I love it.
This is serious.
It's another thing right up my alley because it affects so much of the patient. It affects them emotionally. It affects them, you know, physiologically. And in doing so, many times they tell the family, this person has got a mental disorder. Well, heck yes, he has a mental disorder, all right. It's called mold. The poor guy, he's had been exposed to mold. Actually, this is something I want to tell everybody. You all have these humidifiers, right?
Yes.
You better change the filters. You better change the water. You know, I have a tremendous filtration system in my office. If you ever look up at the ceiling, I put these in and tied it into the piping.
Yes.
Because we need to do that. Environmentally, these molds are everywhere, and some are worse than others. This kid was sleeping in this. So can you imagine being the parents of this kid and you bring him around everywhere and people are telling you, well, it's a mental health issue. Yeah, he has a touch of this or yeah, you know what? He has an environmental medical problem. And believe me, it's affecting the hormonal levels that he has. It's affecting his blood analytes that he has. And it's affecting his emotional stamina too. So we're going to get this kid was an athlete. He was a runner. Can you imagine? He was a runner. And look at him. He's very thin, as you saw, which I'm not sure that's going to change. But he's also a wonderful kid. He's a wonderful guy. And I'm telling you, give us the amount of time we need, which I think is going to be like 4 months. We're going to make sure he gets back in the pink, John. This kid is a real case, a testament to why environmental medicine is very important. And that's an interest I have in the clinic, and we are doing a lot of work in that.
I'm wondering, how can he sleep in mold? I mean, how did this happen?
Well, you have a humidifier by the bed, you fall asleep, you think it's great, you're helping the sinuses. Well, heck yeah, you are, but you're screwing up the rest of you.
Oh, that's right? So. So
yeah, and mold is everywhere. It can be in your humidifier, in your if you have a humidifier hooked up to your central air or your central heat. You need to make sure that maintains cleanliness. Okay, it's just got to be done, John.
And you know, I've heard this now. You can tell me if I'm wrong. You can potentially die from mold.
Well, you can. And certain species of molds. One of the things I'm interested in, his father's an environmental engineer, so I'm fairly confident he's already plated this. I want to see the plates, too. Meaning I want to see the report. Because you know when I have it, I send somebody out to the patient's house to make sure we've gotten it off. First things first, you got to remediate the mold so he doesn't continue to have the problem, which they're doing.
And you say 4 months. Now, is that going to be the end of it? Or?
I don't know. We'll see. Some patients have problems ongoing because of the dysregulation of the hormonal issues, but generally we get them back in the pink within 6 months.
And you should mention, he's young, isn't he?
19 years old, he's 18 19, years old.
Yeah. 19 yeah. years old. Can you imagine 19 yeah. years old and you got this kind of a problem?
Yeah, of course you can. But you know what I imagine? I imagine how horrible he feels when people tell him it's mental. Okay? I imagine that. And how horrible his mom feels who's in the mental health, you know, racket. Can you imagine? Come on.
Yeah. I met his
oh,
mother.
Oh, she's wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. If I have a problem, I'd like to go to her.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. But
I saw her. She was like really frantic for a while there.
Yeah. Well, you had a vasovagal relationship. Here's the thing. You know, people do faint when they get IVs, as you know, but we're very well prepared. Okay. You know that. You see it firsthand.
Yes.
Right?
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505. That's the number, 856-489-0505. When you call, all you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you're going to learn a lot. And check out the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you want to hear the show again or you just want to hear it for the first time, it's fine. You can do that. We are on this afternoon from 4 until 5, our Health Watch replay right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and of course our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.